Hello,
Blog
welcome to
Talk
Friends
Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the Friends of Kevin Radio Show. Today I got my friend Paula Matthews with us from HR Compliance 101. Hello, Paula, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you so much.
So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm a chicken farmer's daughter who grew up on 100 acres on the Connecticut River in Westmoreland, New Hampshire. And my parents taught me to do a day's work for day's pay, to love myself and love those people that are part of my life, and to leave the world a little bit better because of my efforts. So from the time I was 6 years old, I wanted to be a teacher. My undergraduate degree is in education, and I feel as if I've come full circle since I last taught in the public school system after spending 23 years in corporate America as a benefits administrator and human resource manager. In September, I'll be celebrating 14 years of teaching my clients in my own business, HR Compliance 101.
Wow, that's amazing. So tell me a little bit more about what you teach them.
Well, I teach them that they absolutely can have the kind of companies and cultures that they want instead of the culture that's evolved because they've been flying by the seat of their pants since they started making their widget or providing their service. Employers shouldn't dread coming into work at the companies that they've created. They need and deserve employees they can trust, employees they like to work with, and employees that have the best interests of the company at heart. And I've got a client that calls the inability of employees to play well together the kindergarten stuff, and he's right. But that bickering and kindergarten behavior from grown adults unsettles their coworkers. 92% of people are honest, and they want to give you that day's work for a day's pay. But that 92% type won't work for managers who don't treat them with respect or with coworkers they don't like or trust.
So tell me, what are some of your goals for your clients then?
Well, they're pretty simple. We look for zero accidents and 0% voluntary turnover. And I work as a strategic partner with my clients to work for those goals. And to me, those results mean that we've created a real safe and pleasant environment for people to work. At the same time, we also work to create environments that encourage people to do their very best work.
So what are some of the ways to create those kinds of cultures and environments then?
We say we do what we say, and we write it down. And I stole that directly from ISO certification. Well, we have clear policies in our handbooks. We conduct annual training with all of our people. We try to provide feedback to them on at least an annual basis, and we make safety and safe practices a priority. And when we do all that and we still have unhappy employees, we look for what will make them happy and play well with their coworkers. If we can't find that, then we walk them down the path that changes their behavior relationships with them. And then we replace them with people that we can make happy. There's a story that goes that the business owner was having a celebration for his employees and their spouses, and one of the spouses spoke to the owner. He indicated that his wife was really happy to work for his company, and it was evident that he treated his people very well. And the spouse asked if there was any other secret to his success, and the owner smiled and said, "I fire the unhappy employees." And there's a lot of truth to that, because sometimes no matter what you do, you have an employee who can't maintain constructive working relationships with you or your management team or your coworkers. And those people sometimes criticize the what, when, how of any given situation. They're always grousing about something. And they don't practice the basic principles of respectful workplaces. So your good employees, they don't want to work with them. And you might actually lose some good people because of them. So when it comes to that, you have to make decisions for the good of the company and the culture that you're trying to create.
I agree with that 100%. Like I said, I liked how you started that by making sure you're documenting things. I see that happen all the time as companies are growing and bringing on new employees. They don't take the time to document the policies and procedures, so there can be just a lot of confusion over what's acceptable and what's not. So that is totally great advice. So how do you recommend dealing with the unhappy employee? Because that's the thing we all struggle with. We know that this person isn't happy here, but having that conversation sometimes is a little difficult.
It is tough, but, you know, it's our, when I say we management's responsibility, the people that are in charge, it's our responsibility to give constructive feedback to people when they're not meeting our expectations. You need to tell them what they're doing wrong and give them a chance to fix it. And again, this population tends to be less than 10% of your total headcount, but they generally take up 90% of your time and effort. At least it feels that way. But owners and management owe it to the other 90% of their population to fix those problems or eliminate them. So it's like the rotten potato in the bag. Left alone, it's going to make the other potatoes rot as well. And I've gone into companies that have a much larger population than 10% of those people that aren't meeting the company's expectations. The result of that is they have a higher turnover rate and a much more difficult time finding quality employees. And when I worked for corporate America, the medical division that I worked for had a 97% turnover rate when I walked in the door. My God. And so it took us years to change that culture. So when you give constructive feedback, you give it in private, should be specific. It should focus on the issue, the behavior, or the situation, not the person. And both of you need to agree on what the problem is. You should give the employee the chance to say what he or she can do to fix the problem. But once the agreement's been reached, then you develop action items that can be measured. And if the problem isn't corrected in the agreed-upon time frame, then you got to take further action. It may be that the employee doesn't really fit the culture that you're trying to develop, and ending the relationship is the only action that makes sense. But from a moral and ethical and legal perspective, you really should give the employee every opportunity to fix the problem. It's the right thing to do, and it also will keep you out of trouble with the Department of Labor.
It is amazing the power of communication, though. Like you said, it's having good leadership, good management skills, to sit down early. You know, you see something not going the way you want it to and addressing it. I find so many companies just put off that uncomfortable conversation, and then, you know, it's so hard. You know, hey, we've been upset with you for 5 years. So it does definitely is a challenge and stuff. So let's talk about some of the other services that HR compliance can provide.
Teach company owners what they don't already know to be in compliance with the state or the federal regulations that apply to them. We'll create a customized handbook or guide for them, and we'll also customize any other policies or procedures that they need that fall under our umbrella of services. And typically a business owner with 5 or 50 employees has to wear all of the hats of running a business. So I can wear the human resource, the safety, the compliance, the training, and even the hire fire hats and take care of all the steps in between from either a human resource or safety perspective.
So you said that's really big, you know, because you said, you know, as we grow and we have to bring in more employees, you know, it does, you know, as the owner's trying to wear all those hats, it gets harder and harder to keep everything, you know, up to date. So that's important. Now, how do companies find out what they need or what they don't already know about? Because that's the thing I see a lot is that, you know, you get that answer, I didn't know that I wasn't in compliance. Not an acceptable answer,
right.
I would take it.
Yeah, and ignorance of the law is no excuse for anybody. So my best recommendation is, hey, ask me to do a compliance assessment. And my assessment is truly a snapshot of where your business is today with what it needs to meet most industry and regulatory standards. It's a 3-hour process, and I need to meet with the people who currently wear, you know, the HR, the training, the compliance, the safety, or the hire fire hats. With this assessment, I deliver a human resource manual and a safety manual with some uncustomized documents. And I certainly don't know everything about every industry, but as part of that assessment, we review over 120 compliance topics in addition to all the documents in those manuals. And at the end of that 3 hours, the client has a clear picture of what he's doing that he's supposed to do, what he's missing, and what it's going to cost him to fill in the blanks. And we kind of walk you through an explanation of that process on the first meeting page of our website, which is www.hrcompliance101.com.
So now, what's the most unusual service you provide then?
Well, I've been a certified forklift instructor for the last 10 years, and I provide both
that
the classroom
different.
Training. It is different, but one of my first clients says, hey, can you do that? And I said, not yet. So I went and got certified by the Safety and Health Council of Northern New England, and I can do the classroom training as well as the formal evaluations at the job sites, and I generally hold a couple of classes each year in the Monadnock region.
So now, how do businesses find you and find out about your services?
Well, I think I have a pretty terrific website, and again, www.hrcompliance101.com, and I'm always asking for feedback on making it better. So you can go on the website and like me. The website has been evolving since 2005. We just added my ability to add links and upcoming workshops. But most of my clients, with like one exception, came to me through referrals. So I do my best to create a network of business associates that's kind of both wide and deep. I learned this process through BNI, and I helped found a chapter in 2003. I graduated after about 8.5 years, so I truly get the giver's gain philosophy. Some of the things I do is I offer pro bono workshops through the Hannah Grimes Center in Keene and through the Greater Peterborough Chamber of Commerce, where I'm also a board member. I was one of the Ask the Experts at New Hampshire Businesses for Social Responsibility at their spring conference this year. And I offer training basically to anyone at any time and have a page full of workshop topics on the website.
That's really nice. You do understand the value of helping people and providing some value to them. So what kind of clients are you looking for, and what's ahead for you?
Well, my ideal client has between 5 and 80 employees. They don't have a trained HR safety or compliance person on their payroll, and they really would like help in creating a context and a culture for their company that will encourage people to do their very best work. And this client also believes that zero accidents and 0% voluntary turnover are achievable and desirable goals. And I operate primarily in New Hampshire, Vermont, and Florida, where I spend my winters. As to what's ahead, I offer pro bono coaching time at the Hannah Grimes Center on the first Wednesday of each month. So any business owner can reserve a free hour of coaching time through Hannah Grimes and meet with me on a one-to-one basis. In addition to that, on Tuesday, June 24th, from noon to 1:30, I'll be conducting a training session entitled 128 Compliance Topics. And in that session, I'm going to be covering both state and federal regulations that apply to any business with at least one employee. So anyone who isn't sure if they know everything they're supposed to know about compliance, they'll benefit from this training. And they can register by going to the Hannah Grimes website, which is www.hannahgrimes.com. And Kevin, thanks so much for the opportunity to promote this training event, and thanks so much for having me on your show.
I really appreciate you coming on. I'm totally impressed with the 0% voluntary turnover. That is quite a goal for companies to achieve, and I like that companies are willing to attempt that, because to me, that's the success of the company. If you walk around and say everyone that works here has been here since the beginning, to me, that's a real tribute to the company. Got about a minute left to talk about that.
Yeah, it absolutely is. And what small companies don't realize is they have to have a robust pre-employment process. They have to make sure they know the people that they're hiring. Otherwise, they put their companies at risk. And if you do a real good job on your pre-employment basis and make sure applicants understand clearly what your expectations are, and then they get on board and they go, oh, wow, this is a great place to work because I know what the rules are. The rules are very clear. Everyone's treated the same way. Everyone's given the opportunity to move up within the company if they want to, and they can achieve that. This is going to be a good home for me. And so finding people that fit the culture of the company is as important or even more than people with just the technical skills. So
awesome.
I think
we are out of time now, Paula.
Okay.
I really appreciate you taking the time
to
call into the show. Thank you.
You bet. Thank you very much,
Have a great
Kevin.
Night, Paula. Bye now.
You too, sir. Bye-bye.